precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And before we go to prayer, if you'd open your Bibles to Galatians chapter 4. And this morning I would like to look at the adoption and the inheritance of the saints. And to begin, let us turn in our Bibles to the book of Galatians, chapter 4, and we'll begin reading from verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, he differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all.
Aussi longtemps qu'il est métier et enfant, j'ai vu qu'il ne diffère en rien d'un esclave, quoi que soit le maître de tout.
But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father.
Mais il est sous le tuteur et des administrateurs jusqu'au temps marqué par le Père.
You see, no man knows the day or the hour except God, our Father. Now, verse 3, he says, even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman made under the law.
Mais lorsque le temps a été accompli, Dieu a envoyé son Fils, né d'une femme, né sous la loi,
to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
Afin que nous rachetions ceux qui étaient sous la loi, afin que nous réussissions l'adoption.
So you see, the whole plan of God, the whole plan of redemption, it's finalized at adoption. The placing of sons. And because you are sons, now listen, because this is the key, because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the most precious name that we know. That name which you gave your Son Jesus by inheritance. And that same name in which the whole family of heaven is named. For it is in this name from whence our inheritance comes. Securing to us that promise made to Abraham, that our inheritance does not come by the law, but through the promise which you gave to us through your Son Jesus Christ. Help us then in this hour, when we see the world falling apart, to keep our focus and our attention on obtaining the inheritance for which you ordained for us since before the worlds were even framed. Help us, Father, to focus our attention on the divine promise and not on this world nor the things of this world, as all creation is now groaning and waiting for the adoption of your sons. So Father, we ask all of these things in the precious name of your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Now this morning I want to get our thoughts off of what is taking place in the world. A few years ago I attended a meeting in Panama City. And it seemed to me that the bride is being caught up into looking at what the rest of the world is focusing on right now. Not realizing that what is taking place out there is not a concern for the elect. While the plagues were striking everyone in Egypt, and we know, as Brother Branham said, Egypt was a type of the world. The same plagues that affected the world did not affect the people in Goshen, the children of Israel. When they were going through the Exodus,
quand ils allaient en Exode,
the same meteor shower that destroyed the Amalekites,
et le même pluie qui avait détruit les Amalekites,
didn't touch one Israelite.
N'avait même pas touché un Israélien.
God is very specific in his blessings and cursings.
Dieu est très spécifique dans ses bénédictions et ses malédictions.
He says, if you hearken, if you hear and recognize and act upon the voice of the Lord your God, these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. If you've ever been in a race, sometimes the man will come from behind. You don't know he's coming from behind. But once he's even with you, you notice he's there. And by that time, you don't have time to react. And his speed carries him past you. Well, that's the way the blessings of God come upon you. They will come upon you unexpectedly. And then they take over. But he also said in verse 15 of Deuteronomy 26, if you do not hearken, if you do not pay attention, if you do not hear, recognize, and act upon the voice of the Lord your God, these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. My advice to you, you listen to those tapes of the voice of God every day. You enter into that voice, and whatever that voice speaks to you, you hearken to it. You pay attention to it. Because this is the hour that the token must be applied. The rest of the world has the curses waiting them. They're already taking over the world. You see, mass migrations like Exodus, moving into Europe, moving up from the coast, up from the southern, up into the United States, taking over. And when you have the Muslims who believe that they can kill you, they can rape your women, they can cut off your head, they can crucify your children because you don't believe their doctrine. Don't ever let that spirit come in this message. But it's already here. If you're not in somebody else's camp, they won't have nothing to do with you. It's the same hateful organizational spirit. And men try to protect their doctrine by hate. Don't ever let that be named among you, brothers. Listen to those tapes every day. Yield yourself to the Holy Spirit speaking through the voice of God in this hour. And the blessing shall come upon you and overtake you. So while the plagues were striking everyone in Egypt, we know that Brother Branham said Egypt was a type of the world, but those plagues did not affect the children of Israel because they were warned that they were coming and they prepared themselves, and those plagues were commanded not to come to the children of Israel who were in Goshen and who had the token applied in their home.
Amen.
I do not care if the world economies are falling apart. Our focus is not on this world. The elect of every age was not a focus on the world or the cares of the world. But our focus should be on getting ready for the next phase of the rapture, which is the voice of the resurrection. Therefore, when each man spoke at this convention, others wanted to argue with them. We spent 2 12-hour days there, which was a lot of wasted time. But the Friday afternoon, I was to speak, so I asked my father if he would take charge of those meetings so I could help point the brothers to our way out. And when I spoke, there was complete silence from the brethren as they listened intently to what I had to say concerning the spirit of adoption, pointing them to what the Apostle Paul said and what William Branham had to say about it. After I finished, one brother spoke up and he said that allowing me to speak earlier than had been scheduled was a great strategy because it put the meetings back into focus again. Others appreciate it very much, but I simply cannot take any credit for it because that is what I believe our focus should be based on. Not what's happening in the world, but what William Branham, God's prophet, taught us. And that is to get ourselves out of the way and just let go and let God. So this morning I wish to speak more on the subject of adoption, which has been burning my soul since 2007, because that is what our earthly existence has been all about. It should be preparing for our exodus and the inheritance that our Father, God Himself, has laid up for us since before the foundations of the world. So what do I care if the banks go down? Or the nations crumble? None of that plays any part in my eternal inheritance, which I have in Christ Jesus my Lord. Now, we read this, we're going to read from, we've already read from the book of Galatians, where Paul was speaking concerning the sons and the inheritance of sons. He called it the adoption. And he tells us that although we are sons, yet for a period of time, we are not treated any differently than anyone else. But as sons, we are tutored and trained to know our standing in the family and our position as sons. And then when the proper time comes, we will receive our adoption or placing as sons.
Nous allons recevoir l'adoption ou le placement des fils.
Now the world does not have this promise.
Et non, le monde n'a pas de promesse.
But we have it.
Mais nous sommes.
The world is worrying about their earthly holdings.
Le monde s'inquiète de plus des choses qui se passent.
But do not realize that the meek shall inherit the earth.
Mais ils ne réalisent pas, ce sont les doux qui vont hériter la terre.
They think the elite bankers will inherit the earth.
Ils pensent que ce sont les banquiers qui vont hériter ce monde.
And they will only inherit destruction.
Et ils étaient seulement conscients dans la destruction.
In the Old Testament, if a slave is given the inheritance of a son,
et si un esclave est donné l'héritage d'un fils,
he may enjoy it for 50 years.
Il peut se réjouir pour 50 ans.
But when the jubilee sounds,
mais lorsque la jubilation,
it shall revert back to the sons.
Et ça va ramener au fils.
So who cares who holds the wealth of the world right now?
Alors qui est ce tiers avec le plein de ce monde maintenant?
I know that when the jubilee trumpet sounds,
je sais que lorsque le trompette de la jubilation,
the saints shall inherit the
earth. Hériteront la terre.
And let me tell you, it's pretty close now.
Et laissez-moi maintenant vous dire,
because this past October, the jubilee. We have begun the Jubilee year.
Parce que c'est à partir d'octobre qu'on a commencé avec le jubilée.
The Jubilee year under four blood moons.
Le jubilée sous quatre lunes de sang.
A witness.
Témoin.
That the church is dying.
Que l'église meurt.
Blood always represents death.
Le sang a toujours représenté la mort.
And the moon represents the church.
Et la lune représente toujours l'église.
Four blood moons represents the church is just about dead.
Quatre lunes de sang.
And she goes into total darkness.
Il monte, l'église va dans l'obscurité totale.
We're just about there.
Nous sommes seulement presque.
So let's let our focus.
Alors que nous pensons
on what is needed for a son to be adopted.
Pour un fils qui vient d'être adopté.
For that is all that we should be concerned with.
Parce que c'est tout ce qu'on devait être
concerné. In the hour of chaos and world falling apart.
C'est l'heure des chaos et le monde est en train de tomber par terre.
Let me just say this.
Laissez-moi dire ceci.
When Brother Branham recognized his position in the family.
Quand Frère Branham a reconnu sa position dans la famille.
Malachi 4.
Malachi 4.
Luke 17.
Luke 17.
Revelation 10.
Apocalypse 10.
He stepped into it. And he became Malachi 4, Luke 17, Revelation 10. Well, we have a promise in Ephesians 1, in Galatians 4, in Romans
8.
We have a promise of an adoption. We have a promise.
On a la promesse
that before we get to the adoption, we'll be conformed to the image of the firstborn son.
Avant d'arriver à l'adoption, nous serons à l'image du premier-né.
And we have a promise,
et nous avons aussi la promesse
that we will manifest as
et
son.
Nous allons manifester le fils
before we go
avant que nous allons
to the money.
Donc, pour le repos.
When you recognize
quand vous reconnaissez
and step into
et vous entrez dans ça,
this will complete
ceci va complètement
that scripture. And the whole creation is groaning and waiting for you. To quit talking about it. And to step into it. Now there are 260 plus places in the scripture that speaks of the inheritance. Not only in the Old Testament,
non seulement dans l'Ancien Testament,
but in the New Testament as well.
Mais dans le Nouveau Testament aussi également.
We already read in Galatians 4.
On a déjà lu dans Galatians.
And we see more in Galatians chapter 3 as well.
Et nous voyons plus dans Galatians chapter 3 aussi.
Let's go to Romans 8 now to see what else the Apostle Paul says concerning this subject.
Alors maintenant dans Romains 8 pour voir ce que le pasteur Paul enseigne sur ce sujet.
Romans 8, we'll begin in verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after self, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, in that it was weak through self, God sending His own Son
Dieu enverra son propre fils.
In the likeness of sinful flesh.
Dans la ressemblance de la chair.
And for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh.
Et il a prédit aussi, et il a condamné le péché dans la chair.
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us.
Afin que la justice de la loi soit accomplie en nous.
Who walk not after self.
Qui ne marche pas par nous-mêmes.
Who are not self-centered.
Qui ne marche pas en soi.
But who walk after the Spirit.
Mais qui marche d'après l'Esprit.
And if you're walking after the Spirit, that means the Spirit is leading.
Et si vous marchez d'après l'Esprit, ça signifie l'Esprit conduit.
For they that are after self do mind the things of self.
Parce que ceux qui se suivent en eux-mêmes, ils font toujours les choses en eux-mêmes.
But they who are after the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded, to be self-centered, is death. But they that are after the but to be spiritually minded, is life and peace.
C'est la paix et la vie.
Because the carnal mind,
parce que la pensée charnelle,
the self-centered mind,
ou la pensée égoïste,
is enmity against God.
C'est l'ennemité de Dieu.
For it cannot, it is not subject to the law of God.
Et parce que ce n'est pas sujet au Seigneur Dieu.
Neither can it be.
Et non pas aussi ça peut être.
Why?
Pourquoi?
Because it's subject to itself.
Parce que c'est sujet en soi.
A self-centered mind is only focused on self.
Mais être pensé spirituel n'est pas sujet en soi.
Amen.
Amen.
So then they that are in self,
c'est ceux qui sont en soi,
or those that are selfish,
ou dans d'autres termes, ceux qui sont égoïstes,
they cannot please God.
Ils ne peuvent pas plaire Dieu.
But you are not in self.
Et vous n'êtes pas égoïste.
But in spirit.
Mais en esprit.
If so be,
si on est en,
that the Spirit of God dwells in you.
Que l'Esprit de Dieu habite en vous.
Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ,
alors si un n'importe quel homme n'a pas l'Esprit de Christ,
he is none of his.
Il n'est pas de fils.
In other words, if you do not have the life of your father,
en d'autres termes, si vous n'avez pas la vie de votre père,
you're not a son.
Vous n'êtes pas un fils.
And if Christ be in you,
et Christ est en vous,
the body is dead because of sin,
le corps est mort à cause du péché,
but the spirit is life because of righteousness.
Mais l'esprit est la vie à cause de la justice.
And the word righteousness,
et le mot justice,
comes from the old English word,
vient du vieux mot anglais,
right wiseness.
Right-wiseness.
In other words, to have a correct understanding.
En d'autres termes, avoir une compréhension correcte.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 11. But if the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you,
si l'Esprit de Jésus qui a ressuscité Jésus le mort habite en vous,
he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body.
C'est lui aussi qui a ressuscité Christ de la mort va aussi vivifier vos corps mortels.
By His Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Par son Esprit qui habite en vous.
Now people read that.
Maintenant, les gens lisent ça.
And they say, oh, it's going to quicken my mortal body.
Ils disent que ça va vivifier mon corps mortel.
It's going to take me out of the grave.
Ça va m'enlever de la tombe.
You're mistaken.
Vous êtes en erreur.
A mortal body,
un corps mortel,
is one that is alive.
C'est celle-là qui est en vie.
And can die.
Et ne peut pas mourir.
But listen, but once the body is dead,
écoutez, mais une fois que le corps
est mort, it's no longer mortal,
c'est n'est plus mortel,
it's no longer capable of dying,
il n'est plus capable de mourir,
because it is dead.
Parce que c'est mort.
You understand?
Vous comprenez?
It's a corpse.
C'est juste un cercueil.
So he's talking about,
alors il parle,
if the Spirit of God dwells in you,
que si l'Esprit de Dieu habite en vous,
it makes this body that you're living in subject to His Spirit. That's why you can see Jesus Christ in William Branham. Because His body, He made His body subject to the Spirit of God. Now, then He says, let's see. Verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors,
si frère, nous sommes pas morts,
not to the flesh,
nous sommes pas condamnés selon
to, live after the, to live after self.
Ou non pas dans l'égoïsme.
For if you live after self,
car si vous vivez dans l'égoïsme,
you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of your body, you shall live. Now here's the key. If we are sons of God, that God wants to see in us that which would please Him for a son to act. So our character is very important concerning the time of adoption. For when the elect knows who she is and are ready to be placed as sons, then we will go to our eternal inheritance, and not until. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Mais vous avez reçu l'esprit de l'adoption par lequel nous crions Abba Père.
And the Spirit,
et l'esprit
itself,
elle-même,
beareth witness with our spirit,
porte témoin avec notre esprit,
that we are the children of God.
Que nous sommes les enfants de Dieu.
Now, most people read this in reverse.
Et donc, beaucoup de gens lisent cela en reverse.
They think they're reading,
ils pensent qu'ils lisent,
that my spirit bears witness with his spirit.
Mon esprit est témoin aussi avec son esprit à lui.
And absolutely, that is totally 100% totally against what the scripture says.
Et cela est vraiment totalement 100% contre la parole de Dieu.
Not your spirit bearing witness with God's spirit.
Non pas votre esprit portant témoin avec le
spirit. But his spirit.
Mais son esprit
is bearing witness that indeed you are a son and daughter of God.
Porte témoin de témoigner que bien sûr vous êtes un fils et fille de Dieu.
So it's what he sees in you, not what you see in him. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Now this word glorified together is a Greek word sundoxa.
C'est un mot grec, syndosa.
And it means united in the same doxa. United in the same opinion,
dans ces mêmes opinions,
the same values,
dans de mêmes valeurs,
and the same judgment.
Et le même jugement.
For I reckon,
car nous avons rendu compte,
that the sufferings of this present time,
que les souffrances du temps présent,
are not worthy to be compared,
ne sont pas dignes d'être comparés,
with the glory,
avec la gloire,
with the doxa,
avec les doxas,
with the opinions, the values, and the judgments,
avec les opinions, les valeurs et les jugements,
which shall be revealed in,
qui seront révélés en vous.
Not to us, but in us.
Non pas à nous, mais en nous.
The revelation in us.
La révélation en nous.
Living and abiding in our mortal being.
Vivant et habitant dans notre mortel.
For the earnest expectation of the creature,
car l'expectation urgente du prédicateur,
waits for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Il attend la manifestation des fils de Dieu.
In other words,
dans notre terme,
all creation is waiting for you,
toute la création s'attend,
to manifest what you were ordained to be before the foundations of the world. So if you're sons, then act like sons. Be sons. Take your position in the family. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Ensemble jusqu'à présent.
And not only they,
et non seulement ça,
but ourselves also.
Et nous aussi.
We also groan.
Nous sommes aussi en train de soupirer.
When do you groan?
Où est-ce que vous soupirez?
When you say, oh.
Quand est-ce que vous soupirez, vous comprenez, oh.
I didn't say that.
Je n'ai pas dit ça.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Je n'ai pas fait ça.
Father, forgive me.
Père, pardonne-moi.
You're groaning and travailing together.
Je soupirais ensemble.
So we which have the first fruits of the Spirit.
Alors nous qui avons l'esprit, le fruit de l'esprit.
Even we ourselves groan within ourselves.
Même nous sommes en train de soupirer à l'intérieur de nous.
Waiting for the adoption.
Attendant l'adoption.
To win the redemption of the soul.
Pour la rédemption des âmes.
For we are saved by hope.
Quand nous sommes sauvés par l'espoir.
But hope that is seen is not hope.
Mais l'espoir que nous recevons n'est pas.
For what a man seeth, why would he have hope for it?
Car s'il ne voit pas pourquoi, il va encore espérer.
But if we hope for that which we see not,
mais si nous espérons pour ce que nous ne voyons pas,
then do we with patience wait for it?
Alors on attend cela patiemment.
Likewise,
et de même,
the Spirit.
L'esprit
also helps our infirmities.
Aide aussi nos infirmités.
For we know not what we should pray for as we ought.
Parce que nous savons maintenant comment on doit prier.
But the Spirit itself,
l'esprit,
maketh intercession for us,
fait de l'intercession pour nous,
with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Avec des soupirs qui ne peuvent être rassemblés.
And he that searches the heart,
et celui qui sonde les reins de l'esprit,
knows what is the mind of the Spirit.
Il sait ce qu'il a pensé de l'esprit.
Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Parce qu'il fait de l'intercession selon la volonté de Dieu.
And we know,
et nous savons,
that all things,
que toutes choses,
will work together for the good,
concourt au bien,
not only to them that love God,
non seulement pour ceux qui aiment Dieu,
but to them who are the called,
mais pour ceux qui sont appelés,
according to His purpose,
selon son but,
for whom He did foreknow,
il a préconnu,
He also did predestinate,
il les a aussi prédestinés,
to be conformed,
d'être conformé,
to the image of His Son,
à l'image de son Fils,
that He might be,
en fait, qu'il
the firstborn,
le premier-né,
the eldest born,
le premier-né,
the eldest son,
le grand frère,
among many brethren.
Parmi plusieurs frères.
There you go.
Là, vous y êtes.
It's all about our being adopted.
C'est toujours au sujet de l'adoption.
But we cannot become adopted,
mais on ne peut pas devenir adopté,
until we are conformed to the image of the firstborn son.
Jusqu'à ce que nous sommes conformés à l'image du premier fils.
Then he'll take us up.
Et alors il nous prendra.
In a rapture and adopt us.
Alors l'enlèvement nous adopte.
We'll get our glorified body.
Avec notre corps glorifié.
But we are predestinated for this.
Mais nous sommes prédestinés pour ceci.
So just let go and let God.
Alors ne permettez pas ceci.
God has a plan.
Si il y a un plan.
So step into His plan.
Alors entrez dans son plan.
And let your own plans go.
Et laissez aller vos propres plans à vous.
Brother Branham said.
Brother Branham dit.
Jesus' greatest victory was in Gethsemane.
La plus grande victoire de Jésus s'est trouvée en Gethsemane.
We went over that last night.
On est passé sur ça.
But in Gethsemane, he said,
mais c'est en Gethsemane qu'il a dit,
God was waiting for His Son to make up His mind.
Il attendait que son fils puisse.
And when He did,
et ce qu'il a dit,
He said, "Not my will, but Thy will be done."
Il dit, non pas ma volonté, mais ta volonté soit faite.
Then it was finished.
Ainsi c'est fini.
The plan of redemption could not be fulfilled.
Le plan de la rédemption ne pouvait pas être accompli.
If the lamb had stepped outside,
si l'agneau avait s'éloigné dehors,
to do his own will and not God's will.
Pour faire sa propre volonté à lui au lieu de tout ce
qui est possible. He submitted His will to the will of the Father.
Parce qu'il a abandonné sa volonté à la volonté du Père.
The plan of redemption.
Le plan de la rédemption.
For the lamb to be slain.
Pour que l'agneau soit immolé.
Which was predestined before the foundations of the world.
Prédestiné avant la fondation du monde.
When Jesus received the will of His Father, it was done.
Quand Jésus a reçu la volonté de son Père, c'était accompli.
Moreover, whom He did predestinate,
c'est ce qu'il a prédestiné.
Them He also called.
Il les a aussi appelés.
And whom He called,
et ceux qu'il a appelés.
Them He also justified.
Il les a aussi justifiés.
And whom He justified,
et c'est donc qu'il a justifié.
Them He has past tense.
Et il a dans le passé
glorified.
Il les a glorifiés.
En doxazo.
Et ceux qui sont appelés.
En is in.
Et c'est la fin.
Doxa is the values, the opinions, the judgments of God.
Doxa, c'est l'opinion et les valeurs de Dieu.
And Zoe is from Zoe.
Et Zoe, c'est de, ça vient de Zoe.
In other words,
en votre terme,
he is already,
il a déjà
glorified.
Glorifié.
He has already begun the magnification.
Il a déjà commencé la magnification.
And the manifestation.
Et la manifestation
of his glory.
De sa gloire.
In your life.
Dans votre vie.
Amen. That's why Brother Branham said,
c'est quoi Brother Branham dit?
What you are here,
c'est que vous êtes ici,
is a reflection of what you are somewhere else.
C'est une réflexion de ce que vous êtes quelque part.
And he said, if your deeds here are evil, you know where you're going.
Et si vos œuvres ici par terre sont mauvaises, vous savez là où vous partez.
That's why when Brother Branham went to the other side,
c'est quoi Brother Branham est allé de l'autre côté?
All those people said, my precious brother.
Tous ces frères m'ont dit, mon précieux frère.
And he said, I'm only standing with what Paul said. And they also were counting on that. Now Brother Hickerson was a deacon in the tabernacle. And his own testimony was that Brother Branham, when Brother Branham came down from that he said, we'll call it a vision, but he said he felt like he was actually transported there.
Il témoigne comment Frère Branham, après qu'il est béni de ses visions, c'est pas une vision, il était vraiment transformé là-bas.
He said, Brother Hick, I saw you there. Paul said, we have body celestial.
Et Paul dit, on a vie dans le céleste.
And body terrestrial.
Et on a vie dans le céleste.
Hallelujah. There's things we don't fully comprehend, brother, sister. But I believe a vindicated prophet what he
said.
So if we were in the mind of God before the foundations of the world, then we have already been ordained to receive the mind of Christ. You know why? Because you were part of his mind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You take the cell out of the mind, it's going to be mind cell. You take a little piece of logos out of the logos, it's going to be logos. So you are logos. Jesus is logos. Because our Father is logos. Amen. So Paul continues, what shall we then say of these things? If God be for us, who could be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for all of us, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God. Who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. From his message, possession in Christ, position in Christ.
Et donc, de message de Branham, la position en Christ.
Brother Branham said, if you haven't received the spirit of bondage again to fear,
Branham dit, si vous n'avez pas reçu l'esprit d'esclavagisme,
but you have received the spirit of adoption.
Mais vous avez reçu l'esprit de l'adoption.
Now, after you're adopted,
maintenant, après que vous êtes adopté,
all right,
bien,
after you're adopted,
après que vous êtes adopté,
you're placed.
Vous êtes placé.
Then you understand.
Alors,
after the ceremony said,
après que les cérémonies,
and you've been put into the body correctly,
vous place dans le corps correctement.
You're a son, you're sure, a daughter.
Vous êtes un fils et une fille.
When you're born again,
donc vous êtes né de nouveau.
That's your birth.
C'est votre naissance.
But now you're positionally placed.
Mais maintenant vous êtes positionnellement placé.
And we've not received the spirit of fear.
Donc, on n'a pas reçu l'esprit de la crainte.
But we've received the spirit of adoption. Whereby we cry, Abba Father.
C'est pourquoi nous prions Abba Père.
Which means, my God.
Qui signifie mon Dieu.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, you see how important the doctrine of Christ is?
Comment important est la doctrine de Christ?
To know that He truly is your God.
De savoir qu'il est vraiment votre Dieu.
He truly is your Father.
Qu'il est en véritablement votre Père.
That you truly are a son.
Et vous êtes véritablement un fils.
And that Jesus was the eldest son.
Et que Jésus était le premier.
He puts the whole perspective in place.
Et il a mis toutes ces perspectives ensemble.
Now listen.
Maintenant, écoutez.
The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit
l'esprit elle-même prend témoin avec l'esprit
that we're children of God.
Que nous sommes les enfants de Dieu.
How does it do it?
Comment est-ce qu'il le fait?
You say, glory to God, hallelujah, it don't bother me.
Alléluia, ça ne me fait pas de quoi.
I'm a child of God.
Je suis un enfant de Dieu.
And then go out and do the things that you do.
Et faire les choses que vous faites.
The Spirit of God will do the works of God.
L'esprit de Dieu ne fait que les œuvres de Dieu.
Jesus said,
Jésus dit,
he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also.
Celui qui croit en moi, les œuvres que je fais, il le fera aussi.
See?
Voyez?
Now, let's read them. Then we'll have to stop.
Lisons-les, après cela, on devra arrêter.
Because our time is getting away.
Parce que le temps est contraint.
I'm still reading from Brother Branham, of course.
Je lis à partir de Brother Branham.
All right, in the ninth. Having made known to us the mystery of His will,
nous faisons connaître le mystère de sa volonté.
To adopt us,
nous adopter,
according to His good pleasure, which He has purposed in Himself,
le bon plaisir de sa volonté qu'il a placé en lui-même.
He purposed this before Himself before the foundations of the world.
Il a placé lui-même avant la fondation du monde.
Now, how many understands it? That in the dispensation,
et dans la dispensation,
oh my, here we come again.
Oh my, là, il est bien là.
Dispensation of the fullness of time.
Dispensation à tout moment.
Now you believe in dispensations?
Et non, vous croyez à la dispensation?
The Bible says so.
La Bible le dit.
In the dispensation of the fullness of time.
La dispensation du format de temps.
Well, what is the fullness of time?
Qui est la formule de temps?
Now there's been dispensation of the Mosaic law.
La plénitude de du temps.
There was a dispensation of dispensation of John the Baptist.
Il y avait la dispensation de Jean le Baptiste.
There was a dispensation of Christ.
Il y avait la dispensation de Christ.
There's a dispensation of church organization.
Il y avait la dispensation des organisations des églises.
There's a dispensation of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
La dispensation de la déversement du Saint-Esprit.
But now,
mais maintenant,
the dispensation of adoption.
C'est la dispensation de l'adoption.
What the world is waiting for.
C'est que le monde attend.
Groaning for.
En train de soupirer.
And when the fullness of times come,
et lorsque la plénitude des temps arrive,
when the dispensation of the fullness of time,
la plénitude de la dispensation du temps,
and what is the fullness of time?
Et quand est la plénitude du temps?
When the dead raises,
quand le mort ressuscite,
when sickness ceases,
quand le malade voit,
when all the earth ceases to groan,
et le monde cesse de soupirer.
The fullness of the dispensation of time. Now watch this.
La plénitude de la dispensation du temps, regardez.
When in the dispensation of the fullness of time, He might gather together in one all things
en fait,
in Christ.
Dans la dispensation de la plénitude du temps, nous allons nous réunir ensemble dans tout, dans toutes choses en Christ.
Notice, gathered together in one.
Remarquez, réunis ensemble en un.
In one what?
Dans trois un.
In one body.
Dans un seul corps.
By one Spirit we are all baptized
dans
in one body.
Nous sommes tous baptisés dans un seul corps.
He says, in all things in Christ.
Il dit dans toutes choses en Christ.
Aren't you glad? How is He going to do it?
Comment il va le faire?
Gather together all things in who?
réunit tous les autres ensemble en qui?
Congregation says Christ.
La congrégation dit Christ.
How do you get into Christ?
Comment vous entrez en Christ?
By one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body.
Nous sommes baptisés dans le Saint-Esprit.
And the body is whose body?
Et c'est quoi? C'est le corps de qui?
And the people say Christ.
Les gens disent Christ.
Already judged.
Déjà jugé.
He took our judgment.
Il a pris notre jugement.
Then what are we?
Et qu'est-ce que sommes-nous?
When I see the blood, I'll pass over you.
Quand je vais voir le sang, je passerai.
Every time he looks at the body,
alors nous devons y regarder au corps.
There it is sitting there.
Descendant là-bas.
It's bloody.
C'est plein de sang.
I'm in there by how?
Tu sais pas comment?
The Holy Ghost.
Le Saint-Esprit.
He passes over.
Il passe par
dessus. Oh my.
Oh là là.
And when the fullness of the dispensation of time,
et dans la plénitude de la dispensation du
temps, he might gather together all things in Christ.
En fait, qu'il puisse réunir toutes choses ensemble en Christ.
Both which are in heaven and which are in earth.
Tous les qui sont au ciel et sur la terre.
Now from the message, total deliverance.
Alors du message, la délivrance qui délivre totalement.
This is a tremendous quote.
Ceci est une citation de moi, troublante.
Brother Branham said Jesus was completely, totally man.
Jésus était complètement un homme.
He could cry like a man.
Il pouvait pleurer comme un homme.
He could eat like a man.
Il pouvait manger comme un homme.
He could become like a man.
Il pouvait devenir comme un homme.
He was completely, totally man.
Il était complètement et totalement un homme.
In his physical being.
Dans son être humain.
Can we say that about ourselves?
Est-ce qu'on peut dire en demain?
We are totally, completely, totally man.
Amen.
We can eat like a man, we can drink like a man, we can act like a man. We are totally man in our physical being.
Nous sommes totalement humains dans nos êtres physiques.
But in his spirit, he was completely, totally God.
Il était complètement, totalement Dieu.
So he made his flesh
alors il a fait sa chair
submissive to the spirit that was in him.
À l'esprit qui était en lui.
Can you do the same?
Est-ce que vous pouvez faire la même chose?
Can you let your spirit in you so get so little?
Est-ce que vous pouvez permettre que votre esprit en vous
tienne? It allows more room for his spirit.
Il permet de plus d'espace pour son esprit.
Now listen. So he made his flesh submissive to the spirit that was in him.
Alors, la paix, sa chair, soumise à l'esprit qui est en lui.
You see, he was tempted in all manners like we are.
Oui, il était tenté de toutes les façons que nous étions tentés.
He was a man.
Il était un homme.
Not an angel.
Non, pas un ange.
He was a man.
Il était un homme.
He had desires and temptations just like we do.
Il avait tentations, il avait pas ça.
The Bible said he did.
La Bible dit qu'il a
fait. He was a man.
Il était un homme.
Not an angel.
Non, pas un ange.
Not above temptation.
Non, pas au-dessus des tentations.
Hebrews 1.
Hebrews 1.
In verse 4 says that he was made lower than the angels.
Il faisait tous les anges.
He was a man.
Il était un homme.
Completely man.
Complètement un homme.
That God could. That God took a complete man. And remember, a complete man has body, soul, and spirit. That God took a complete man to bring total deliverance. And he filled him with his spirit. The Holy Ghost was in him without measure. Now listen. The fullness of God dwelt in his Son.
La plénitude de Dieu habite dans son Fils.
And yet, he was tempted like we are.
Il fut tenté de la même manière comme nous.
That's what Brother Branham is saying here. That's what the Bible says.
C'est ce que Brother Branham dit.
And he was completely God.
Il était complètement Dieu.
And he proved it.
Il a prouvé cela.
When he raised the dead,
il a resté les morts.
When he stopped nature,
il a arrêté la nature.
When the roaring seas and the mighty winds,
quand les tempêtes fortes venaient.
When he spoke to the trees and so forth, they obeyed him.
Et les arbres et sous son sol l'ont obéi.
He was God inside.
Il était Dieu à l'intérieur.
And he could have been man.
Et ne peut être l'homme.
For he was man.
Il était un homme.
But he totally and completely delivered himself as a man into the hands of God for the service of God.
Pour le service de Dieu.
And he is our example. We are men and women. We're also Christians.
Nous sommes aussi des chrétiens.
And if He is our example,
et si lui est notre exemple,
let us completely deliver ourselves into the hands of the Holy Ghost,
entre les mains du Saint-Esprit,
that He might be subject. That we might be subjects of the kingdom of God.
Du royaume de Dieu.
He was totally man.
Il était totalement homme.
And he was totally God.
Il était totalement Dieu.
But he surrendered his natural parts.
Mais il a abandonné ses parties naturelles.
And his physical parts.
Et ses parties physiques.
And his own thinking.
Et ses propres pensées.
And his own doing.
Et ses propres faits.
And his own cares.
Et même ses propres fardeaux.
And I only do that which pleases the Father. There you are.
Là vous y êtes.
Totally delivered.
Total délivré.
From human beings.
Êtes
now the priest come to him.
Alors, le prêtre vient,
the great men, the rabbi so and so.
Le rabbi et tout bon
and they tried to bribe him into their affiliations and denominations.
Et j'essaie de l'embrasser par la dénomination, organisation.
But he was totally delivered.
Mais il était totalement délivré.
Because he trusted in God.
Parce qu'il lui eut confiance en Dieu.
Did not the psalmist say that I will deliver him?
N'est-ce pas que le psaume dit qu'il le délivre?
For he has completely trusted in me.
Parce qu'il a complètement eu confiance en moi.
You see, the oneness mentality wants to say Jesus was just a coat.
Voyez, le unitaire, l'air pensé, il veut dire que Jésus était seulement, tout simplement, là, une veste.
A coat doesn't have a will.
Une veste n'a pas de pilier.
Jesus said, my will is that you take this cup from me.
Jésus dit que c'est ma volonté que tu enlèves ce coup de moi.
But nevertheless,
néanmoins,
thy will be done. Because I want to please you. I wasn't sent here to please me. My meat is to please you. From the message, hear ye him. Brother Branham said. Now, when this child became at a certain age, if it had been a correct child, if it had been zealous of the Father's work, had been stable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, not tossed about with every wind and care, not one day a Presbyterian, the next day a Methodist.
Et le jour prochain Méthodiste.
The next day a Nazarene.
Le jour prochain Nazarien.
The next day a Pilgrim Holiness.
Et l'autre jour, la sainteté de Pèlerin.
Tossed about like a leaf on a troubled sea.
Et l'autre là comme une semence.
I'm going to add this.
Je vais ajouter ceci.
If you'll allow me.
Si vous me permettez.
Not one day a seven thunder.
Non pas un jour un saint tonnerre.
Another day a two souls.
L'autre jour des âmes.
And another day a return ministry.
Et l'autre jour le ministère des retours.
Not tossed about by every wind of doctrine.
Ne pas être ballotté par tout vent de doctrine.
But in Christ.
Mais en Christ.
Stable.
Stable.
If it was stable.
Si nous sommes stables.
It's mine.
C'est
no matter where it was at,
peu importe comment là aussi,
it's set on Christ.
C'est là, c'est repos en
His affection.
Son affection.
Working with one single heart.
Avec un seul cœur.
Zealous of getting souls saved and not the church's fusses.
Zélé de gagner des âmes à Christ et pas de créer des conflits des églises.
Then in the Old Testament there come a day.
Et dans l'Ancien Testament, ben,
that his father brought his son out.
Que le père fera sortir son fils.
Into the public as a witness.
Au public et en témoin.
He put a robe on him.
Et il met une robe sur lui.
He set him up upon a great place.
Et il le met vraiment dans une place.
Where all the city could see him.
Là où toute la ville pouvait le voir.
And they had the law of adoption.
Et ils ont eu la loi de l'adoption.
This father to his own son.
Ce père à son propre fils.
Who had been born into his family.
Qui était né dans sa famille.
And now was of age.
Mais non, il est arrivé à l'âge.
And was a child worthy to take his place.
Et un enfant digne à prendre la place de lui, papa.
And he placed his own son into a position.
Et il place son propre fils en position.
And any Bible reader knows that.
Et tout homme qui lit la Bible, vous en savez.
The placing of son.
Le placement de fils.
Then after that ceremony.
Et après cette cérémonie.
That son had a right.
Cet enfant devait.
His name was just as good on the checkbook as his father's.
Et son nom était légalisé même dans le livre de chèque. été consacré.
And there's where the church should be today.
Et c'est là où l'Église était arrivée aujourd'hui.
The things that I do, shall you do also.
Certes que je vais vous les faire.
Even more than this shall you do, for I go to my Father.
Vous le ferez de plus grand nombre parce que je m'en vais au Père.
Now I've been looking at John 14:12 for several years. I have a study that I'll give the pastors. It's 56 pages, so we don't have time to go over today. But it covers John 14:12 in every aspect you can think of. And I believe the bride, when the Bible says that the Spirit
que l'Esprit
will bear witness with your spirit.
Well, that's
I believe that's when in your spirit you're doing the works of Christ. Because no man can do those things.
Parce que personne ne peut faire
so that's chose. God's confirmation.
Alors c'est la confirmation de
that you're a believer.
Que vous êtes un croyant.
Now, from here ye him, Brother Ram said. And this child was obedient. Then there come a certain day when this child become mature. That's the day the Pentecostal church ought to be now. You Presbyterians ought to have been that way a long time ago. You Baptists and Methodists. What's the matter? Then there's a certain day come that when that father draw all the people around the region that had come into the city or some great place, and he took and he set his son on a high place, and he put on him a beautiful robe, and they had a ceremony, and the father adopted that same son that had been born. He adopted him into his family. In other words, he placed him. Positionally, what he was in the family. And then he became an heir of everything the father had. In other words, his name on the checkbook was just as good as his daddy's. And that's where the church should be today. It should be to that place. And I say this to myself and to you. Oh, what a pity it is when I walk around and see the sin and the affliction and the sickness of the people and so forth. We ought to be to the place in faith in God, so separated that what we ask the Father in the name of His Son, He'll grant it to us. That's right. He took him into a place, and there He adopted him into His family, or as a special time when He set him apart, and the church ought to be that way tonight. This is 1956. 60 years ago. God has been waiting 60 years for the bride to quit fussing. You understand? Get your eyes on Christ. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Amen.
Amen.
He took them into a place. And there He adopted him into His family. The church ought to be that tonight. An angel come to you, set you apart, and tell you your position, where you're at,
Là où vous êtes.
Not a bunch of men to lay hands on you. That's
non,
earthly.
On doit poser les mains sur vous, ça c'est personnel.
I mean God. God set you apart in a place where you belong. God does it. Your tutor does it. He's present when it takes place. Now notice, God was doing here just exactly like He asked man to do. His son had been obedient. He had minded the Father. He hadn't been gadding about in places. And saying things like, well, you see who I am? My campaign is the biggest there is in the country. He'd been obedient. He'd been obedient to the Father. He hadn't been getting around the things of the world, associating with them. He'd been obedient. And God took witness of the earth. He took Peter, James, and John. And then He brought down Elijah and Moses from heaven. And He stood them there and He adopted His Son. He was glorified in the presence of these witnesses. And God came down and overshadowed Him. And the Bible said His garments glistened like the sun. You see the robe? The glorification of Him? He put Him on a robe before the witnesses of heaven. Before the witnesses of earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And from hearing Him,
preached
in 1958, now the Son, that was His Son, in other words, He adopted Him, and by this way, He placed His Son positionally. How did He do it? Then that Son, His name was just as good on the check as His Father's was. Because He was in position. The Father had vindicated.
Le Père l'avait confirmé.
Had placed that Son in position.
Et a placé ses fils en position.
Now I hope you're getting this.
Maintenant, j'espère que vous pouvez vous saisir ici.
And then that Son was an heir of what the Father had.
Et alors, ses fils étaient héritiers de ce que le Père possédait.
And we are.
Et nous sommes.
What God has.
C'est que Dieu a.
We're joint heirs with Christ.
Nous sommes joints héritiers avec Christ.
And if we are sons of God,
et si nous sommes des fils de Dieu,
positionally placed in the kingdom,
positionnellement placés dans le royaume,
holding our places,
gardons nos places.
Now God has many places He could place you.
Donc Dieu a beaucoup de places là où vous placer.
Some are apostles.
Les autres sont des apôtres.
Some are prophets.
Les autres sont des prophètes.
Some are teachers.
D'autres sont des
evangelists and pastors.
Evangelistes et des pasteurs.
And so forth.
Et ainsi de suite.
God positionally places His sons.
Dieu place positionnellement ses fils à lui.
And from a sermon where I think Pentecost failed.
Et de la prédication là où je pense la Pentecôte a failli.
And let me just stop here for just a minute.
Et je vais arrêter ici pour une minute.
Not where you placed yourself.
Le comment vous placez pour vous-même.
Well, I'm a pastor.
Je suis pasteur.
I'm an evangelist.
Je suis évangéliste.
I'm an apostle.
Je suis apôtre.
God has placed in the church.
Dieu doit placer dans son église.
We have many men in those positions today. They're not in those positions by God. They're in their positions because of men.
Et nous avons beaucoup de hommes ici. Ils sont placés là-bas, pas par Dieu, mais par le ordonnance des hommes.
Pastors married and divorced and remarried. Something like 50% of the pastors in Brazil are married, divorced, and remarried. Now let me say something here. The Bible says no adulterer will be found in heaven. How do you expect to follow someone who's not going to get there himself? Amen? Let's see what the Bible says. And I'm sorry for some of you in that position today, but I have to say it, these things are the Word of God.
Excusez-moi de dire cela, mais je le dis parce que c'est la parole de Dieu.
From where I think Pentecost failed, Brother Branham said, says, yea, born again is a wonderful thing. But that's not all of it, brother. Remember, there was an adoption of that child. All of the Old Testament has to be carried out in the New Testament. We know it as types and shadows. We couldn't see some man, a figure with a hand hanging up like this, and then it wouldn't appear when the negative was made positive. It's got to be everything. Notice as they went on then, this son, if the tutors kept bringing word that this son was a royal boy, he was mindful of his father's business, he was a gallant man, he knew how to handle the business of his father, oh, his father's heart would just swell out because he loved him. And then when he became of age, at a certain age, he set a great day. And he called witnesses out onto the street. And he took this boy and put a special robe on him. A beautiful robe. And he sent him out in the street. And had a ceremony of adoption. And the father, the very father of this boy, adopted the boy into his own family. Now you know that by scripture, the placing of a son, adopted him into his own family, and therefore from that day on, that boy had a legal right to write his daddy's checks or whatever the father had. He was no longer a tutor or no longer cared for by a tutor. He was now in absolute possession. And that's where the church has gone now. When you got back there and was born again, you think, well, that settles it. So you went off to the easy way. Now you're finding yourself with cramps, but not manna. Backsliding from one meeting to the other. What is it? Is God has watched the conduct of His church. Now look, God did the same thing to His own son. He taken three for a witness. The Bible says three is a witness. And He took Peter, James, and John, love, hope, and charity, and He taken them up on a high, exceedingly high mountain, a great high mountain, and there Jesus was transfigured before them, and His garments shined like the sun, and a voice spoke and said, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. God adopting His son shined him out in a glorified, transfigured condition, and proved before witnesses, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. No wonder Jesus could say, all power in heaven and earth is given into my hands. I just want to stop here too. Because there's some people who say, Jesus said, all power is given into my hands. Therefore, there's no more power left for God. I just can't understand that kind of thinking. Brother Brown said, the power is authority. They take three glasses. The first one is full of water. They say all that was in the Father He poured into His Son, and now they empty the first glass and there's no longer Father.
Et on prie ces couples-là, on a déversé ce qui était le fils. Maintenant, le père est vidé et il n'a plus rien.
Then they take the second glass, they say, all that was in the son, he poured into the church.
On a pris la deuxième verre et tout ce qui était dans le fils, il a déversé à l'église.
Now there's no more father and son.
Maintenant, il n'y a plus de père et de fils.
God is in his bride.
Dieu est dans son épouse.
Or God is in his church.
Et Dieu est dans son église.
That's totally, to borrow Brother Vail's phrase, hogwash.
Ceci a été l'une des choses que Frère Vail a détesté.
Let's go back to our three glasses.
Rentrons dans notre verre.
All that was in the Father,
tout ce qui était dans le Père,
he poured into his Son,
il a déversé dans son Fils.
And now you have two full glasses.
Maintenant vous avez deux verres pleins.
Because it's God's life.
Parce que c'est la vie de Dieu.
When a man has a son, the man doesn't disappear.
Quand un homme a la vie, l'homme ne disparaît pas.
Now he's got a reflection of himself, his own son.
Il n'a que maintenant la réflexion de lui-même, son propre fils.
And all that was in the son,
et tout ce qui était dans le fils,
was poured into the church.
Fut déversé dans le
and now you have three full glasses.
Maintenant il a deux verres pleins.
Hallelujah. The same God life that began in the Father goes to the Son. Yes, John 5:26. John 5:26. And then all that was in the Son is given to whomsoever he will. You realize you have the same life in you that was in Jesus? You realize you have the same life that was in God? The creator of the heavens and the earth? We live so low below our privilege. Oh, brother, sister. Fifth, paragraph 59. Now the reason the church is not progressing,
and on the raison pour laquelle l'église ne progresse pas,
brother, you skipped about from one place to the other.
Donc vous avez sauté d'une place à l'autre.
Here and there,
ici et là,
a dabbling in the world,
là-bas, dans le monde,
and around this way and fussing about your organization,
chamailler des organisations,
and your denomination,
et vos dénominations,
and whether you're this or that or the other,
ça, l'autre,
whether you're oneness or two-ness or three-ness or five-ness, or whether you've been baptized face forward or backwards,
que vous soyez baptisé avec votre face en haut, même
oh, and all kinds of things. Just fussing. And drawing barriers. And things like that.
Et ainsi de suite.
That's the reason the church is not going on.
C'est pourquoi l'église n'avance pas.
It's true.
C'est vrai.
If you'd ever break down your walls,
tu peux briser votre mur.
And let one be this and other one be that.
Et permettre à celui-ci d'être comme ça et l'autre d'être comme ça.
Whatever you are, that doesn't matter. But when you can put your hands in your brother's hand and call him your brother, and we're working for one cause, and that's the kingdom of God. Too many men are building their own kingdoms on earth. I'm only interested in one kingdom, the kingdom of my God and
Savior.
If it ever gets to the place that I couldn't put my arm around any brother, that's working for the kingdom of God, and recognize him as my brother, I feel I'm backslid. Amen?
Amen.
Sure.
Yes,
I'd be as scared to stand on the platform and face evil spirits. You know that I had envy in my heart against any brother. No matter who he is. That's trying to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ or to live a Christian life. If we disagree a million miles upon theology, if he loves the Lord Jesus, he's my brother and my sister. But we've drawn those lines. And if you can't love your brother who you have seen,
vous ne pouvez pas aimer votre frère que vous avez vu.
How can you love God who you have never seen?
Et si vous n'aimez pas votre frère que vous voyez, comment pouvez-vous voir Dieu, aimer Dieu que vous ne voyez pas?
And brother, when love goes out,
et frère, quand l'amour sort,
God goes with it.
Dieu,
for God is love.
Parce que Dieu est amour.
And you can never get anywhere without divine love.
Et vous ne pouvez arriver nulle part sans l'amour de Dieu.
And as you love one another,
et quand vous aimez les uns les autres,
you love God.
Vous aimez Dieu.
Now listen, I've got a little old fat boy up home tonight.
Un petit garçon, un petit gros là, ce soir.
5 months old.
You
all remember the prophecy about him? The world all laughed at me and they said,
uh-huh.
I thought he was going to have a Joseph. And he come. God said he was coming. He's got here. And I got a boy here that's 19 years old. A little girl out here, 4 years old and 8. You could say anything about me and it would be alright. I wouldn't care what you call me. But don't talk about my children. Don't be good to me. Be good to them. And God feels the same way. These are His children. We've got to be good to one another. We've got to be honest with one another. How can people be dishonest with each other and then profess to be Christians? It's beyond my thought how you can be dishonest with your brother. How you can falsify something or another and cut a brother off just because he doesn't agree with you on something. How many husbands and wives in here? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but how many husbands and wives have had some fusses? You divorce them because you fuss? You kick your children out the door because they might disagree with something? The bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. How many people do you think, as a good parent, would discipline and spank their child because the child was learning to walk and fell down? No, you reach your hand out.
No.
You take them by the hand, you help them to walk. Brother Branham said this. He said, I don't care if a man disagrees with everything I preach. He said, if he loves the Lord, he's welcome in this church, and I will treat him like I'll treat anyone else. It's hard sometimes. But when you have your confidence in your own relationship with the Father, you're not too worried about what little mouths are saying about
you.
Joseph's own brothers hated him. They wanted to kill him. They sold him into bondage. And then one day,
the angel,
they're standing before him. He walks in the room. They bow their knee. They were fearful for their own life. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother. And the Bible said he wept so loud, all the house
heard.
And he said, don't be fearful. I'm not going to do to you what you did to me. You didn't know what you're doing. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. But I'm here.
Mais je suis ici.
Because God brought me here.
Parce que Dieu m'a amené ici.
Not because of what you did.
Non par rapport à ce que vous avez fait.
God used your jealousy and your envy.
Dieu a utilisé votre jalousie et votre colère
to get me here.
Pour m'amener ici.
So I should be thanking you.
Je dois aussi vous remercier dans votre cœur.
Now listen. Jesus said, blessed are you when men shall revile you and speak evil of you for my name's sake. For great is your reward in heaven. Every time they throw words to try to hurt you, they don't realize they're throwing your reward. Just think of it, every time they throw those things at you, think of a cash register going cha-ching, cha-ching,
cha-ching.
It's gold, brother.
C'est de l'or.
The trials are more precious than gold and
silver.
Don't take that gold and throw it back.
Ne prenez pas ces lors-là et ramenez.
You'd be a fool to do that.
Vous serez un fou de faire ça.
If you knew those things that were hitting you and falling at your feet was pure gold.
Si vous savez que ces puissants vous blessaient, vous savez que
c'était
de l'or.
Pure treasure.
Votre trésor.
Don't feel bad.
Ne sentez pas mal.
Hold up your shield of faith. And then they can throw them all day long. And the more they throw, the more treasure I'm storing in heaven. We need a mind change on these things. We get our feelings hurt and we want to close up and go home. Instead of saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Brother Graham talked about David. That little crooked man. And he spit at David. And one of David's soldiers said, let the head stay on this dog. And David said, no, don't do it. The Lord. The Lord told him. Listen. All things. All things are working to the glory, working for your good. They're developing the character of Jesus. If everybody spoke highly of you, everybody, you know, you're the good old boy, we all love you, we all want you to come. How can you develop into the character of Christ when everybody's loving you? If we suffer with Him, we shall what? We shall reign with Him. Hallelujah. From God's power to transform. Brother Bram said, don't stumble at that word. Predestination. I know you do. But listen, it's not my word. It's one of God's words. You want to read it? Read Ephesians 1 and 5. Which He has predestinated us to the adoption of sons through Jesus Christ.
Tu nous as prédestinés à l'adoption des fils à travers Jésus Christ.
Let me just break it down a minute.
Je vais un peu expliquer cela.
In just a minute, to break this out
dans une minute,
of your mind.
Si vous voulez.
Now look.
Maintenant, écoutez.
Just as you were in your father at the beginning,
juste comme vous étiez dans votre père au début,
a germ seed. Did you know that?
Si vous savez,
every one of you?
Chacun d'entre vous.
You were in your great, great, great grandfather also.
Dans votre grand, grand, grand-père aussi.
Did you know that?
Est-ce que vous avez voulu savoir?
Read the book of Hebrews. Where that we find that Levi paid tithes when he was in the loins of Abraham. Four generations behind him.
quatre générations avant lui.
When Abraham paid tithes of Melchizedek, he was accounted to his great great grandson down below him.
Il était apporté à son grand 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 petit-fils.
And he was then in the loins of Abraham.
Et il était là dans ses appareils.
Oh, brother, I tell you what, we could stay here for a whole day, and I've got some sermons to give you. I just preached a sermon on the token. We're in the series on the token with Brother Branham. And did you know, Brother Branham, the way he approached the token, applying it for your family? Brother, there's a guarantee. Job applied it every single day.
Job l'a appliqué chaque jour.
Believing that perhaps his children might be sinning. Now listen. Brother Branham said, some of his children were married. They didn't live in his house anymore, but they were his children. And he applied that token, and when all the cattle were stolen, all the camels and all the goats and sheep and everything else, God restored the double everything to him. But Brother Branham said, God only restored his seven children. He didn't give him seven other children. He gave him the seven children that had been taken in the fire. And he said, where did God have them? God was keeping them in heaven for him. Because in Isaiah, he says, all their offspring with them. Now, either God is the only true God, or he's a liar. God is not a man that he cannot. If he sends all their children with them, if Paul said to the Philippian jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and all thy house shall be. If God told a prostitute called Rahab,
see, Dieu a dit à une prostituée Rahab,
that get your family under this token and they'll all be saved,
et place ta famille, toute ta famille sous ces signes et seront tous sauvés,
then why do we go, oh Lord?
Alors pourquoi nous rentrons dans la maison?
I hope,
j'espère,
my children will be saved.
Que mes enfants seront sauvés.
What kind of confidence is that?
Quelle sorte de confiance?
You take the same. The same revelation you had for your own salvation. And you are absolutely ordained by God to apply it to your own children. And you and your faith will believe them right into their own believing. Now listen. When your children see that you have died to yourself, and Christ has taken over your life, and they see that sweetness in your spirit and your dedication to the Lord, they'll want what you have.
Ils voudront aussi être comme vous.
For if I be lifted up,
parce que si moi je suis élevé,
I'll draw all men.
J'attirerai tout le monde.
From Ephesians chapter 1, Paul tells us,
Ephesians chapter 1, Paul nous dit,
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God,
Paul, l'apôtre de Jésus Christ par la volonté de Dieu,
to the saints which are at Ephesus,
aux saints qui se trouvent en Éphèse,
and to the faithful in Christ
Jesus.
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame.
Et sans tâche.
In love, having predestinated us
et nous ayons prédestiné
unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself,
à l'adoption des fils par Jésus-Christ lui-même,
according to the good pleasure of his will,
selon le bon plaisir de sa volonté,
to the praise of the glory of his grace,
à la louange et la gloire de sa grâce,
wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved,
là où nous a fait accepter dans le bien-aimé,
in whom we have redemption through his blood,
par lequel nous avons la rédemption au travers
the forgiveness of sins,
le pardon de péché,
according to the riches of his grace,
selon les richesses de sa grâce,
wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence,
parmi lequel nous sommes enseignés dans l'enfer,
having made known unto us the mystery of his will,
et nous ayons fait connaître aussi les mystères de sa volonté,
according to his good pleasure,
selon son bon plaisir,
which he hath purposed in himself,
qu'il avait le but en lui-même,
that in the dispensation of the fullness of time,
et à la dispensation de la plénitude de temps,
he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven,
tous ceux qui sont au ciel,
and which are on earth,
et sur la terre,
even in him,
même en lui,
in whom we also have obtained an inheritance,
par lequel nous avons aussi l'héritage,
being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will,
et encore prédestiné selon le conseil de sa volonté,
that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith, your revelation in the Lord Jesus Christ, and your love unto all the saints, in other words, not only your belief, not only your faith, but your love. Now Paul said, there remaineth faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Now listen, faith is a revelation. That's where you begin. Hope is an earnest expectation that comes out of the revelation. If you truly have a revelation, it builds up an expectation. And out of that expectation comes love. Love is an outward expression of the revelation. For God so loved the world, he gave. Love is always expressed as giving.
L'amour est toujours exprimé
en
donnant.
That's why in the King James Version it's always translated as charity.
C'est pourquoi dans la version du King James c'est toujours translated comme charité.
You see, eternal life is living for others.
Voyez, la vie éternelle c'est la vie pour les autres.
It's giving of self.
C'est donner vous-même.
Now listen. When a young man gets a revelation that a certain girl is to be his wife, he begins to build up steam within himself. He builds up this earnest expectation, and that earnest expectation, he's got to do something or he's going to bust. You see, the steam engine, It builds up steam. And the steam is transferred into the wheel. And that causes it to go into action.
But
Brother Branham says sometimes we let the steam just go off the whistle. And nothing takes place. But see, hearing and recognizing brings you into action, brings you into hearing, recognizing, and acting upon the Word of God. Okay. So we're looking then at this love of God being expressed. It's an expression of the revelation. Now, Paul goes on to say, he says, wherefore also, after I heard of your faith, in the Lord Jesus, and in your love, and in your outward expression of your revelation unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. Because now we're just waiting on one thing. We see revelation and we see an action based on the revelation. Now we're just waiting for one thing, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, the Father of doxa, the Father of opinions, values, and judgment, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of himself. In other words, this understanding of the doctrine of Christ gives you the wisdom and understanding in the knowledge of the Father. What his whole plan is about, what the relationship is in the family,
la relation dans la famille,
what your position is in the family,
c'est que votre position dans la famille.
Now listen, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ,
que le Dieu de notre Seigneur,
the Father of glory,
le Père de gloire,
may give unto you
vous donner
the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
L'esprit de la sagesse et dans sa connaissance.
That the eyes of your understanding might be enlightened.
Enfin, que le ciel de votre conscience soit allumé.
And that you may know what is the hope of his calling.
Enfin, que vous puissiez savoir que c'est l'appel de sa voix.
And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance are in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe?
Et qu'est-ce qu'il excite avec la grande puissance pour nous les croire?
According to the working of his mighty power,
selon le œuvre de sa grande puissance,
which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead,
il a écrit depuis la naissance de Christ de la mort,
and set him at his own right hand,
il a mis à la main droite
in heavenly places. Now, let me just read a quote for you. Brother Branham tells us what the Spirit is. He says, the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Let me see if I can find it here. I'll tell you where it's at. It's in Daniel's 70th week. Brother Branham said, I can just find it. The spirit of wisdom comes into the church to make known to the church by the revelation of the Holy Ghost, bringing the church in and revealing what day that we're living in. Just as Gabriel came to Daniel, what was that? One angel to one prophet. Just as Gabriel came to Daniel, the Holy Spirit comes to the church in the last days to reveal these great deep secret things. Do you understand that? So we're seeing that Paul says
On voit que Paul dit,
the church is in the condition,
l'église est dans la condition.
They have the faith, they have the expression of that faith.
Ils ont la foi, ils ont l'expression de cette foi.
We're waiting on just one thing.
Ils attendent une seule chose.
For the Father of glory to come.
Pour le Père de gloire de venir.
Brother, that's what the appearing is all about. God Himself has descended with a shout. And He tells us that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened, that we may know what the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward, who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the earth, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Brother Brown said in Future Home, you are a part of the earth. Your body, your soul is a part of God. An attribute of God. Displayed here on earth in a body. The body is to be redeemed. Now the soul is redeemed. Because it was in sin. So God come down by process of justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, and redeemed your soul, and you being part of the earth, it's redeemed by it. And you're in process now, and it's growing on. Therefore, if you are a part of God, then you are able to receive the very mind. In John 1 and verse 12, we read, but as many as received Him. Now the Greek word for received here is lambano. And it means to have experienced. Or to have taken to oneself. And it is these that truly have experienced Him. These are the ones He said. To them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. So these are believers, predestinated from the beginning to believe and receive. And He is the Word. And they believe His word. They believe in His name. And to them give He power to become sons. Now the word power that was used here is not the Greek word dunamis, which speaks of great miraculous power, but rather the Greek word is exousia, which means the power of choice, or the power to make a right decision. And the word to become was translated from the Greek word genomai. We get our word gene from genomai, and it means to generate, or to come forth into manifestation.
Arriver à la manifestation.
Therefore, to them that experience Him,
alors, à ceux qui l'ont expérimenté,
to them that receive Him,
à ceux qui l'ont reçu,
to them who are given an ability to make a right decision,
à ceux dont vous avez donné la capacité de faire la décision correcte,
and that right decision is to become or express what they truly are. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, whereby you cry, Abba, Father.
Abba,
in 1 John 3, John tells us, beloved, you are already sons. Now, it may not appear what you shall be, but we know at His appearing, at the appearing, you shall be like Him.
Vous serez à lui.
For you will see Him as He truly is.
Yes.
And Brother Branham says there's a difference between the appearing and the coming.
Branham dit il y a la différence entre l'apparition et la venue.
He said the appearing is now.
Il dit l'apparition c'est maintenant.
He's appearing with us in these meetings.
Il apparaît devant
in the form of the Holy Ghost,
sous forme du Saint-Esprit,
getting us ready for His coming.
Nous préparons pour son avenir.
Therefore, if a man is left up to his own choosing,
si un homme choisit selon ses propres choix,
he will always take the way of death.
Il prendra toujours le chemin de la mort.
Because there's a way that seems right to man.
Parce que c'est le chemin qui semble bien.
But the way thereof is the way of death.
Mais le chemin qui est pas, c'est le chemin
but
de
it tells
de
us
mort.
Here
dit,
that God has given this one,
que Dieu a donné celle-ci.
He has granted him the ability to know and to understand.
Là, toi, fils, la capacité de comprendre.
And this has made him. This helps him to make the right decision concerning the doctrine of Christ. To understand his own relationship with the Father. Because he recognizes the Father's relationship with the firstborn son. But we know the doctrine of Christ is not for everyone. For Jesus told Nicodemus, these ones were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So he is talking about the new birth.
Alors, il parle de la nouvelle naissance,
and the importance that new birth has,
et l'importance que la nouvelle naissance a,
that God gives us an ability,
que Dieu nous donne une capacité,
to know and to understand the kingdom of God,
et savoir et de comprendre le royaume,
and what it's all about.
Et de quoi tout s'agit.
That's why Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
c'est quoi Paul nous dit dans 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
no man can understand the things of God unless the Spirit of God is in him. In closing, Brother Bram said, from Christ is a mystery. He said the new birth is Christ. It is a revelation. God has revealed to you this great mystery. That's the new birth. Now, what are you going to do when you get all of that group together, where the revelation is perfectly in harmony, and God expressing it through His Word by the same actions, the same things that He did, making the Word manifest? Oh, if the church only knew its position, and it will one day, then the rapture will go when it knows what it is. You see, John 14:12 is the expression, is a manifestation of the sons of God. You talk like Christ. You say only the things He said. You have no doctrine but His doctrine. You have no, You act like Christ.
Vous agissez comme
you live like Christ.
Vous vivez comme Christ.
And you do the works of Christ.
Et vous faites les œuvres de Christ.
Brother Branham said, if you have the spirit of Dillinger living in you, you would rob banks. If you have the spirit of an artist in you, you would draw paintings.
Si vous avez l'esprit d'un artiste, vous allez faire des peintures.
If you had the spirit of a mechanic in you, you could fix cars. And if you have the spirit of Christ in you, you'll do the works of Christ. You'll talk like Him. You'll act like Him. You'll live like Him. And you'll do the things that Christ
does.
The works that I do, shall you do also. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Father, we're thankful because your people have heard and received. Now we pray they would act upon and become the manifestation of the sons of God. That they would become the expressed image, showing they are conformed to the image of the firstborn Son. Help their focus, Father, to be completely on you, and help each one here today to learn the importance of dying daily. For I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I'm still living. Yet it's not I that's living, but it's Christ that's living in me. And the life I'm now living in this flesh, I'm living by the faith. I'm living by the revelation of the Son of God, who in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all. It's been a real pleasure to be in your presence.
Ça a été un grand plaisir d'être dans votre présence.
And to be in the presence of our Father,
et d'être dans la présence de notre Père,
who has come down with a shout in this hour.
Qui est descendu avec un cri en cette heure.
And when he revealed that message to William Branham, it became his message.
Et quand il a révélé ce message à William Branham, c'est devenu son message.
And when that message went forth out of his lips,
et quand ce message est sorti de ses lèvres,
it entered into your ears,
c'est entré dans vos oreilles,
and into your heart,
et dans votre cœur.
And now it has become your message.
Maintenant, c'est devenu votre message.
Because the things that are hidden,
parce que les choses qui étaient
belong unto the Lord our God.
C'était par le Seigneur de Dieu.
But the things that are revealed,
mais les choses qui sont révélées,
belong unto us,
nous appartient à nous,
and to our children,
et à nos enfants,
forever.
À jamais.
If we don't see you again this side of the resurrection,
si nous se verra plus dans cette côté,
I'm looking forward to meet you in the resurrection. I believe that as the Alpha becomes Omega,
je crois que comme l'Alpha devient Omega,
as Jesus' ministry ended and then he died and he rose again,
comme le ministère de Jésus,
he had 40 to 50 days of resurrection ministry. I'm waiting for that day. I'm waiting for that day. Because it just as sure as I'm standing here, it will take place. Brother Branham told his wife a week before he died, he said, Mita, I will have that tent. Even if it's only for one meeting.
Même si c'est pour une seule réunion.
Now that meeting could last 6 weeks.
Le réunion pouvait prendre peut-être six semaines.
Which is about 40 days, 42 days. In the first resurrection, Jesus' ministry was 40 to 50 days.
À la première résurrection, c'était 45 jours.
In that time frame,
dans ces temps-là,
Jesus actually went fishing. Do you know that?
Jésus est allé faire la pêche, vous savez?
A resurrected Son of God.
Un fils de Dieu ressuscité.
He had fish and bread upon the fire.
Il avait le pain et le poisson sur le feu.
Now you can say, well, maybe he spoke those.
Vous pouvez dire que peut-être il a parlé.
Maybe. But I think Jesus went out fishing just to relax. I think Jesus enjoyed fishing.
And
in his resurrected body, he told Peter, he said, throw your net on the other side. Now listen. People say, well, Brother Brown missed some visions. There's supposed to be a big bear that he never shot. What's to keep him from getting it when the resurrection begins? You say, oh, that's ridiculous talk. I don't think so. When King Saul went to the witch of Endor, and they conjured up the spirit of Samuel, he was still a prophet. Do you know you were a prophet? You know, if you're a pastor, you were born to be a pastor. You were a pastor in him before the foundations
of the world.
Do you know, Brother Brown said that every child of God has something to offer the family? He said, some pray for the sick. He said, there's some who pray for those who pray for the sick. He said, we have all the children giving gifts and talents. Some of you have beautiful voices. Some of you brothers, I saw the brother playing the keyboard. I wish I could play like that. I could sit and try, and I could spend hours and hours and hours of study, and I just can't do it. But I have two daughters that can. One plays the violin, the other don't play the violin. And he said, you're going to have those talents on the other side. You'll have your gifts on the other side. You see, the whole family works together for the good of the family. That's why I'm here. I don't feel like traveling. I'm getting old. My body doesn't cooperate. But I get here and I see your faces. I see your love for this word. It gets this old body moving. And I'm hoping that the word that I preach and that relationship that I have with my Father inspire some of you to get out and to go to the different places in your country and to bring the same revelation. Because this revelation helps us to mature. It helps us become conformed to the image of the firstborn. Because now we know there's an image to be conformed to. You know, when men have a oneness understanding, they live in fear all the time. God is an angry God. And they just, they're so afraid. And they say, oh, how can I be conformed to an invisible God? But when you see that a man did it, a man called Jesus, and a man called William Branham, and I'll tell you others, a man called Columba, and a man called Martin, these men lived so godly before Christ that God honored their godliness and their humility by bringing the supernatural presence in their lives. Columba, such a man of God. He was always going about trying to do what's God's
will.
So he'd go to the groves where they had these trees and they'd have their worship, the false worship. And he'd go and cut those trees down. And one day he was cutting this big tree on a hill that was sitting at an angle. He was cutting into this tree, and three of the idol worshippers, they grabbed a hold of him, They tied him on the bottom side of the tree. They said, "Oh yeah, we'll cut your tree down for you." They tied him, hoping that when it fell, it fall on him. So they were standing on the back side of the tree.
Alors ils étaient nés derrière l'arbre,
cutting into the tree.
Coupant l'arbre.
He was tied to the underside of the tree.
Il était lié derrière sous cet arbre.
And when that tree fell,
et quand cet arbre
it
tombé,
fell uphill and crushed those three.
Ça tombait de l'autre côté, ça tirait du tronc.
He ended up on top.
Et il s'est retrouvé en haut.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you get a chance,
si vous avez une chance,
you can download them free on the internet. The Life of Columbo, The Life of Martin. They're not very many pages, maybe 26 pages. It will make you weep to see the same life that was in William Branham as was in those men. Many miracles, people raised from the dead. There was a king that had a moat around his castle. He had the drawbridge down, which is basically the front door of the castle. He heard Columba was coming to his town to preach the gospel. He said, "I don't want any part of it." He said, "Close that door." And so
he did.
The prophet Columba.
The prophet Columba.
He comes to the gate.
Arrive à la porte.
He said, "Gates, open up in the name of the Lord."
Porte, ouvre, ouvre, s'ouvre toi-même.
Boom. And he walks right in.
Amen.
God, listen, He's a supernatural God. I told you some things that have happened in my own ministry. When I think of how many hundreds of thousands of nuclear power it takes to create those storms to cool the weather. All because one insignificant little son had a heart for the people.
Tout devient et dépend de ces soleils et unique, mais qui a la nature pour le peuple.
And Brother Branham said,
et Branham dit,
the reason I had so much success in my ministry,
la raison pour laquelle j'ai eu beaucoup de succès dans mon ministère,
is because I love the people.
C'est parce que j'ai beaucoup aimé le peuple.
Love your brother, love your sister. Love them even if they don't have the same doctrine. Even if they're in a different camp. And I hope you're not in a camp. I hope there's only one. Look, there's only one. Well, remember the Brother Ram's title of the sermon, Outside the Gate? Jesus Outside the Gate? Or going out of the camp or something like that. Don't get yourself involved in camps. Just love anyone who loves Jesus.
Amen.
Brother Pascal. Thank you once again.
Merci beaucoup, pasteur.